Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. The show that makes you ask yourself, what am I listening to now? Here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. We used to have a fantastic DJ here at WSCS. His name's Henry Monroe. He lives in the area. Always played amazing music. And the name of his show should have been, What the Hell is Henry Playing Now? Every week here at the Radio Thrift Shop, we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound.
At the third stroke, it will be 2, 42, and 40 seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 2, 42, and 50 seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 2:43 precisely.
Thank you.
Well, there you have some cool music by Collectif Terra Incognita with Ode to Magic. Before that, a magic whistle with a tune called Flutezo or Flutzo or something like that. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name.
In his hit Caledonia, Louis Jordan wasn't singing about his wife Fleecy Moore's hard head.
What makes your big head so hot?
But, you know, he could have been. You're on the sound beat.
I'll always love you, baby, cause Caledonia is your name.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five first recorded Caledonia in 1945. This recording is a re-release from 1947, the year that Jordan and Moore divorced. Apparently, being sent to the hospital with stab wounds was Jordan's idea of a deal-breaker. Though there was one other deal to address. Jordan had listed Moore as the writer of Caledonia, enabling him to sidestep publisher agreements. She retained the royalties after the divorce. His thoughts on the arrangement? She didn't know nothing about no music at all. Her name is on this song and that song, and she's still getting money.
My mama told me to leave Caledonia alone. That's what you told me, no kidding.
This episode was co-written by Syracuse University student Alicia Drummond as part of the Soundbeat Class Partnership. For more on the partnership, or to hear more episodes, visit soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Well, early on here in 2017, we've already lost some really amazing musicians, including David Axelrod. He was born on April 17th, 1931, and he died on February 5th this year, 2017. David Axelrod was an amazing composer, arranger, and producer. He started out as a staff producer for record companies specializing in jazz, and then he kind of moved into the pop, folk, and rock world by the mid-1960s and produced a lot of soul albums as well. He's maybe best known for his work with the Electric Prunes and the Mass in F Minor, but he also did a number of other recordings which are absolutely incredible. Today on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to listen to David Axelrod's debut album, Song of Innocence, in its entirety. Song of Innocence is an instrumental jazz fusion record that incorporates elements of classical, rock, funk, pop, and theater music. It is arranged for bass, drums, and string instruments, and it's written in the rock idiom with tempos centered on rock-based patterns. It's absolutely wonderful, wonderful music. So let's listen to David Axelrod's Song of Innocence, originally released in October of 1968. Whether you like shortwave, FM, AM, or satellite radio, this is the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves with DJ Frederick. Return with us now to the yesteryears of tomorrow. Thank you. David Axelrod's 1968 LP, Song of Innocence. In its entirety, we started off with a tune called Urizen, then Holy Thursday, The Smile, A Dream, Song of Innocence, Merlin's Prophecy, and The Mental Traveler. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM. In New London. I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Let us face, without panic, the reality of our times, the fact that atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities, and let us prepare for survival.
You were just listening to a short movie segment entitled Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Edward Morrow. A gruesome fate seemed inevitable for Americans of the early 1950s. Nuclear Holocaust was not just a distant possibility, but an everyday concern The chance of the nuclear event was discussed in such everyday magazines as Good Housekeeping with a kind of unearthly calm and reserve. After describing in excruciating details the effects of a 1 megaton bomb dropped on St. Louis, one article hinted that survival in such an event is just a matter of well-thought-out preparation, keeping the blinds of your house closed, and being smart about avoiding contaminated food or water. Chances of, quote, making a complete recovery, unquote, from exposure to atomic radiation are much the same as for everyday accidents. End quote, there is one important thing you can do to lessen your chances of injury to blast. Fall on your face, unquote. During the same period, children watched Bert the Turtle, who explained what to do in the event of an atomic war in an animated film called Duck and Cover. Children in public schools practiced duck and cover drills in their classroom. Films like Survival Under Atomic Attack, narrated by Morrow, became common in attempting to fix the public with the civil tools necessary to survive. The film, Surviving an Atomic Attack, ends without a hint of irony or even self-awareness, declaiming, quote, if the people of Nagasaki had only known what we know about civil defense, thousands may have been saved. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden History.
Coming out to see you.
Well, that's a couple of scarce 45s here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Jaded with the Lovin' You Blues. Before that, Freight with One Girl. And we started that set off with Stark Reality from Boston from the 1960s and 70s. From their album, Stark Reality Discovers Hoagy Carmichael's Music Shop. Music from the WGBH 21st Classroom television series. We heard a tune called 30 Days Hath September. The Stark Reality included Vinnie Johnson on drums, Monty Stark on vibes and voice, Phil Morrison on bass, and John Abercrombie, who you may know of, on guitar.
This is Bird Note. A listener recently wrote us, "Years ago, some of the birds at my feeder were the rufous-sided towhee, Oregon junco, and red-shafted flicker. But I can't find them in my current field guides. They're gone, and so are the marsh hawk and sparrow hawk." Well, the listener's right. Some of these long, familiar bird names have passed into history. The study of birds, like any science, remains a work in progress. New findings about birds' DNA or other attributes bring changes in classification of species, which often result in new names. Take the rufous-sided towhee, found across North America. Differences between its western and eastern forms, plumage, songs, genetics, brought an official split into two distinct species, the spotted towhee in the west. The eastern towhee in the east. The red-shafted flicker, on the other hand, was lumped with the yellow-shafted flicker because so many hybrids were found. Now they all fly from tree to tree as the northern flicker. But where have the marsh hawk and sparrow hawk gone? Check your field guide for the northern harrier and the American kestrel. Learn more at birdnote.org.
Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. What do vinyl records, cassette tapes, and typewriters have in common? You might think that they're all making a comeback, when in reality, they never went away. More typewriters are in use now than any time in the past 20 years. Some writers are trading their laptops for manual typewriters. They never need charging, and while they're bulkier than a typical laptop, you can still take them anywhere. Just add paper, and they work their magic. Social gatherings called type-ins are happening all over the country, and one of my favorite old tech meets new tech intersections is strikethrough.net, a jumping-off point for all things in the typosphere. I'm DJ Frederick. Wait for the ding. Well, that dude sounds familiar. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's musical journey. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on WSCS and online at classicalwscs.org. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.